That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Radio Network, I'm Crinan Prophet, Kirk Hillman back in studio. Here is starting our boys matchup between the Frankfort Wildcats of Class 1A Division 1 and the Dauphin West boys of Class 2A, a D-West boys team that right now is heating up at the right time. As currently right now, the last matchup, they took a victory over Valley Heights 62-27. The Wildcats Prairie LeConte, right before that, a two-game winning streak being Lynn and Oski. Off to a very good Troy team, 51-43. And then you turn the page right before that, three-game winning streak, ACC Chase, Linden, and Horton. This is the first time the D-West boys had a winning season going into the winter break since 8 years ago. It's also their first time looking for a winning season since 8 years ago. And they have a chance to do it here in the 2026 year, setting sights on New Year's resolutions. And what better way to do it than to get a winning record in a winning season. This is the first time I've covered this team so far this season, but I'm very familiar with these boys. They are an incredible roster from the top down. Right now here led by head coach Derek Shelton. Here are a lot of great seniors on this team. Three seniors, five freshmen, three sophomores, one junior here in this lineup today on the varsity side. Colter Peterson, Michael Albers, of course, Dustin Beach, just three great seniors you're going to see on the court tonight for Dauphin West. And you want to look at some freshmen here, Braylon Shelton, and as well as catcher Peterson, both very young men who are playing at a high level this season for the Dauphin West Mustangs and expect to play at a high level today. So tonight's matchup, Dauphin West, they're going to be playing at a high level. They got a lot of depth here compared to previous years, and they're going to be playing with some tempo. Frankfort Wildcats, kind of a lack of depth this season, playing with mostly about seven deep. But Wes Anderson, we talk about it, he's the best player arguably in the Twin Valley League, averaging nearly 20 points a game, nearly six rebounds a game. He's a first-team All-Year from last year and a third-team All-State mention from Class 1A Division 1 last season. So tonight's matchup, Dauphin West is going to have to get out early, and they're going to have to dominate here against the Frankfort Wildcats, especially limiting Wes Anderson, who's an All-League player and an All-State caliber player. For Frankfort, you got to find a way to help your top player, your top star. You know, you got to be able to put a stellar system around him. He is not the only one who's going to be able to go up there and score. Of course, you got Rosequist, Colvin, Catter, as well as Adams, but this is a Frankfort team that's going to have to find some other guys except for Wes Anderson to find some production in trying to get their first win in the TBL tonight. All right, stepping aside for 2 minutes here. We'll be right back for the starters and the tip-off all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's Frankfort and Dauphin West.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
My name is Dan Winger, store director at Gary Country Mart. I would like to invite you to shop our store at Old South 75 Highway in Sabetha. With over 200 years of management experience, I think you will enjoy our knowledgeable and friendly staff. We are a full-service store with meat cutters on staff, a full-service deli, bakery, and produce departments. Thank you for shopping your locally owned and operated Country Mart for the past 53 years.
My name is Dallas, and I'm a patient at Lukert Chiropractic Wellness for nearly 20 years. Dr. Lukert does an excellent job of making sure that we are on a healthy track to maintaining our wellness care. Not many places will greet you at the door with that kind of enthusiasm, friendliness, and smiles that you receive at his office. Their team not only cares about your health, but they also care about your family. It is a true family atmosphere. As a bonus, it is the one place that you can walk in and hear Christian music. Dr. Lukert is not only a great doctor, but he is also a great friend.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
We're getting ready to start our boys matchup between the Frankfort Wildcats of Class 1A Division 1 and the Donovan West Mustangs of Class 2A. Starting here with our starting lineups for both sides, starting with the away team, Frankfort West Anderson, the 5'11 guard who's averaging 20 points a game this season. Fred Westquist, a 6'2 forward. Porter Colvin, a 5'8 guard. Henry Getter, a junior. And Peyton Adams, a 5'10 junior. Wildcats are led by Adam Schreiner in his third season right now. Here is ninth overall year as a head coach. Looking to get this team back to the state tournament just like last season. For the Top West Mustangs, on their starting lineup, Coulter Peterson, a 5'10 senior. Michael Albers, a 6'4 senior. Jason Keller, a 6'1 sophomore. Dustin Beach, a 5'9 senior. And catcher Peterson, a 6' freshman and brother with older brother Coulter Peterson, the 5'10 senior. Southwest Mustangs are head coached by Derek Shelton, who is in his third season as well and looking for his first winning season here at the tenure of the Donovan West Mustangs. With all that being said, we got four quarters and 32 minutes all together of basketball action all here on 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crin and Profit, Kirk Kelman back in studio getting ready for this boys matchup. Our girls matchup included Donovan West winning on top over Frankfort 66-43. This, by the way, Donovan West, they have lost four straight games to Frankfort on the boys' side. Last season, they lost 54-45. The last time Donovan West beat Frankfort was in overtime, 34-31, back in 2023, January the 3rd. So let's see if here a four-game winning streak against the Frankfort Wildcats can be broken as Donovan West starts off with the ball as they take this one left to right down the course. Here it's the Peterson. Peterson out to Keller. Keller to Peterson. Back in the hands of catcher Peterson. Catcher Peterson, the young freshman. Catcher out to his right to Coulter. Coulter here at the high elbow. Pops it out to Veach. Veach into the far corner to catcher Peterson. Right now, 6 seconds here on this shot clock. Donovan West still has yet to take a shot off short corner one. It's missed by Coulter Peterson and rebounded by Henry Ketter. Ketter down the floor fast to Rosequist. Rosequist back out to Ketter. 7:15 to go in this first quarter. On the way, no score here between Frankfort and Donovan West. Donovan West, as I mentioned, trying to break a four-game losing streak against the Frankfort Wildcats. Frankfort here, their first turnover of the game, comes off a bad pass, is attempted to get into the hands of West Anderson. He has still yet to touch the ball yet for Frankfort. Nearly a minute into this matchup. Donovan West, Coulter Peterson. Coulter takes this one down the floor, gets it out to Veach. Veach, out to catcher. Catcher, drives inside, sits on his pivot foot on the short corner, passes up top to Coulter. Coulter back to catcher, three-pointer! Nearly a brotherly combo there, but it's missed. Rebound, though, by Keller. Keller has it, flashing it out. Three-point shot by Veach. It's off the basket, and it's rebounded after a great steal by Rosequist. Still 0-0, nearly a minute and 30 into this game. 6:30 to go in the first quarter. Frankfort has it. Frankfort, the red tops, red bottoms, gray lining, white numerals, Donovan West, white tops, white bottoms, black numerals, and orange trim. Frankfort with it. Here's a three-point shot. It's going to be off the left. It is from Adams. But the rebound is offensively made by Rosequist. Rosequist driving to the basket, misses the shot, and a defensive rebound by Coulter Peterson. Coulter down the floor to catcher. Catcher releases the three, and he starts the scoring with a three-point shot for the Donovan West Mustangs. Catcher, the freshman. 3-0, Donovan West over Frankfort with 5:48 to go in this first quarter. Frankfort has it. They get it out to Ketter. Ketter tries to pass it down to Adams, and it's a missed pass for a turnover. Second turnover of the quarter for Frankfort. Now Donovan West takes over with Coulter Peterson. Peterson averaged 12.5 points per game last season, 3.1 rebounds, 3.9 steals, and 2 assists per game. It was an absolute monster on the floor as he continues to do it this year. He drives inside to the basket, steals out West Anderson, and Coulter goes in for two for his 2 points. So the brothers splitting 5 points between each other. The Petersons, Donovan West up by 5-0 over Frankfort with 5:12 to go in this first. Foul under the glass against D. West. It puts Frankfort up at the free throw line. Heading up to the line to shoot two will be Peyton Adams. Adams shoots 63% from the line so far this season. He also averages 7.8 points per game, 3.8 rebounds a game. First shot is up and is off the left of the basket. Adams missing his first free throw shot. A 36% shooter on the year and 63% from the line. Here's Adams' next shot, trying to get Frankfurt on the board. He does not. He goes 0-for-2. Quick rebound by Beach. Beach showing off his 100-meter speed, taking the ball down the floor. And now he gets it out to catcher. Catcher to Coulter. Coulter, left side wing. Now back out to Beach. Beach driving inside the key, out to catcher. Bump fake, driving left side, now to Coulter. Coulter, he looks left. He fakes that way. Now he drives between his legs to the right elbow. Passes off to catcher. Catcher. Pick and roll set up for Albers. Albers could not go in. And the rebound is by Rosequist. Down the floor now is Northwest Mustangs. Frankfurt puts it. Rosequist. Rosequist out to Ketter. Ketter cuts it. Right side wing. Drives right off to, after a pick. Now it's set to Wes Anderson, who hits a three from the deep lagoon. Anderson gets the scoring going for Frankfurt on a deep three. Both teams start scoring with threes, but still D. West up on top by 2. 5-3, 4-13 left to go in this first quarter. Beach has it, left side wing. Here he takes it, transfers it out to catcher. Catcher, here, bounce pass, low skip out to Coulter. Coulter now left side, he looks to Beach. Beach pulls back, three-pointer! Rickets in like a bullet and a tin can, Dustin Beach. Dustin off the laces after the three. It's 8-3, a five-point lead now for D. West over Frankfurt. West Anderson to Ketter. Ketter inside to Rosequist. Rosequist stealing out the defender, loses the ball. It's now to Anderson. He pulls another one. It's off the left side. Rosequist makes the rebound. Rosequist in the corner. This ball will go all the way down the floor, and the possession will go now to the Donovan West Mustangs. Three turnovers in this quarter for Frankfurt. None for the D. West Mustangs. 3:30 to go in this first quarter. 8-3, a five-point lead for D. West. I said it once, I'll say it again. D. West has lost four consecutive games here on the boys' side to Frankfurt. Last win coming back 3 years ago, back in 2023. It's been 3 years and 2 weeks since the last time D. West has beaten Frankfurt. Duncan West has it. It's the catcher. Catcher finding now here, first time in the game, Braylon Shelton, the freshman. He could not go in with it. Fights for his own board. He gets the jump ball. Possession will still go to Frankfurt. Braylon Shelton, a 6-foot freshman, son of Derek Shelton, the head coach of the Dauphin West Mustang boys. Shelton, his son, he's averaging 7.5 points per game and 2 rebounds a game. He's been very a high producer, an off-the-bench player and spark plug use here for this Dauphin West team. But Frankfurt has it. Out to Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson driving left side. Takes a low lunge. Now to his right to Rosequist. Rosequist. Bounce pass inside. Kyler Portman, the freshman for Frankfurt, who's had a standout season. He misses his shot. The rebound's by Rucker Haring. Haring now down the floor. A 6-foot sophomore. A lot of youngies here in the game for Dauphin West is one of them. Here, catcher takes a 3-point shot. It's missed. Michael Albers makes the rebound. He fights through the basket and he goes in for 2. 10-3. 7-point lead for D. West over Frankfurt. As now Frankfurt takes this one down the court. West Anderson. Anderson out to Adams. Adams, it's a screen set. Loose left side. Baseline drive. Adams hits it. Rebounds his own ball. Could not finish with it. And taking now down the court is Braylon Shelton. He's already got 2 rebounds. He's coming off the bench. He splits this one out to the freshman and catcher Peterson, who's now got 2 threes in the first quarter. 13-3, a 10-point lead for Z West over Frankfurt. 2 minutes to go in this first. Frankfurt back with it. Adams, screen, pick and roll to Adams. Adams to Rosequist. Rosequist stealing out the defender inside and one-on-one against Albers. Rosequist wins it. Rosequist with 4 rebounds finally gets his first 2 points on the board for Frankfurt. And it's now an 8-point game. Frankfurt down by 8, 13-5. D. West with the ball and the lead. Coulter out to Shelton. Shelton here, out to Haring. Haring back to Coulter. Screen set from Albers. Out to catcher. Can he hit 3 threes? It's bounced off the top of the basket. It's rebounded by the freshman, Kyler Parthamer. Frankfurt has it. Anderson inside to Rosequist. He bounce passes it on the line to Colvin. It is stripped away by catcher Peterson. Catcher down the floor, bounce pass, great pass inside to Haring. Haring couldn't execute the layup, but he will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Haring, a 6-foot sophomore, is averaging 2 points a game, 2.8 rebounds a game. Quickly off the bench here for this D-West team. I mentioned that D-West boys having a little more depth than they have had in previous seasons. First free throw shot is up and off for Rucker Haring. Substitution for D-West. They put in their other senior, hasn't stepped onto the court tonight, the 6'1" senior, Hayden Paolino. Known well for his baseball, both league and also for the boys. He's a catcher, an all-league catcher at that. And Haring here, he goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line and makes it a 14-5 game. The West over Frankfurt with 60 seconds to go in the first quarter. Rosequist out to Anderson. Anderson in the key. Passes to Rosequist. Rosequist baseline here. Losing the ball. Scrambled between his legs. And Hayden Paolino fights it and gets it in the corner. But I think after he gets the steal, let's see, did he touch out of bounds, or are they giving it to Donovan Weiss? And they're going to say possession will stick here with D. West. Throwing it in will be catcher Peterson. Frankfurt right now backed off in a man-to-man. Not full court pressure, though. Frankfurt substitution on the floor. Max Studer, the senior. He will come in for Fred Rosequist, the 6'2" senior. So a forward exchange. D. West, Brayton, Braylon Shelton takes this one down the floor. Shelton out to Haring. Haring to Coulter. Coulter has it at the top of the perimeter. He drives right side. Here, transfers out to Shelton. Shelton now, he drives it left to the elbow. Far side wing. Now to Haring. Haring flashes back out. Pump for a three-pointer. Good pass up inside of Paolino from Coulter Peterson. And now D. West extends their lead by 11, 16-5 over Frankfurt. 10 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. With it is Frankfurt. Shot clock is off. West Anderson, three-pointer. It's an air ball. And 3 seconds remain here of this first. 16-5. D. West will have an opportunity for a last-second shot to end this quarter. Here right is Braylon Shelton, and it's in! 3 foot off the basket, or off the perimeter, hits the basket. And the bench goes wild for Braylon Shelton as D. West takes a 14-point lead going into the second quarter, 19-5 over Frankfurt, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Southwest Mustangs up 19-5, a 14-point leader with the Frankfurt Wildcats as we begin quarter number two here on I-2.1 KMZ, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. As Coulter, oh man, almost wiped out here on the near side stage. That's going to be a turnover to start this quarter here for the Donovan West Mustangs. Low turnover battle in that first quarter for both sides. Frankfurt, 4 turnovers, Donovan West with 2. Right now, a 14-point lead for D. West, 19-5 over Frankfurt. Frankfurt with the ball. Adams out to Colvin. Colvin back to Adams with a great backdoor pass. And Adams not able to go in, but he will go up to shoot two at the free throw line. The 5'8" guard, Porter Colvin, the senior, will head up and shoot two at the free throw line. He's averaging 63% at the line so far this season. As his first shot is up and it is good. So Porter Colvin here gets the Frankfort Wildcats on the board. Their first points here in quarter number two. First points for either team here in quarter number two. That first quarter, we nearly went 2 minutes before anyone finally got on the board. It was D. West who opened up the scoring with catcher Peterson, a three-point shot. He had two threes in that first quarter. He leads the scoring for D. West. And you're going 2 for 2 at the free throw line is Porter Colvin. South and West, they had 7 different scorers in that first quarter with only one player having more than just one bucket, and that was catcher Peterson. Everyone else had just one bucket. They had 4 total threes in that first as well with Dustin Beach and Braylon Shelton ending that quarter with a long three. Is here Beach, a three-pointer from deep, and he is fouled on the attempt. Beach will travel up to the free throw line. Beach at the free throw line. His first shot is up and it is in. Dustin Beach, who's averaging 80% from the free throw line so far this season. He's averaging also 9.3 points per game, 3 rebounds a game. Last season he was averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds per game. His second shot is up and that one is just as clean as the last. So already 2 for 2. Again, he was fouled on the outside of the three-point line. So he's got a chance to make all 3 points up here at the free throw line. He is able to go 2 for 3 as he misses the third. And now D. West here gives the ball to West Anderson in the Frankfort Wildcats offense. And a foul would be called against D. West. It's now a 2-touchdown lead, 21-7 for D. West over Frankfort. With 7:11 left to go here in this second quarter, but it's Frankfort who's looking for the fill-up here. I know already gassed out early in this second quarter. Trying to get back into this contest. They go to Rosequist on the inbound. To West Anderson inside and not able to go up and get the 2 points, but Anderson will head up to the free throw line to shoot two. Anderson this season is 76% from the free throw line. Nearly 20 points a game, 5.8 rebounds a game. His first free throw shot is up and cleanly on through. Wes Anderson leading the scoring for Frankfort here with 4 points. Foul is against Coulter Peterson, his second foul of the game for the second team all-league returner from last season. CBL tournament here starting this Saturday. This is a big game for both teams, a chance to maybe potentially get a bye, maybe. West Anderson, he takes a long three after a rebound offensively, could not get it to go in, and D. West takes over here on their side of the floor in the front court. Here, it's Beach. Beach out the catcher. Catcher at 2 threes in the first quarter. Passes it off to Albers. Albers working 1-on-2. The ball is forced out of bounds. Forgot to also mention Anderson, he went 1-of-2 at the free throw line. His first shot missed the second. It's 21-8, D. West over Frankfort, 6:44 to go in the second quarter. Beach has it. Beach transfers out behind him to Keller. Keller back to Beach. Beach here pushes it. A quick pass, chest pass out to catcher. Catcher at the top of the key. Now to Beach. Beach pulls the trigger. It's off the window into the basket. Dustin Beach, 2 threes, joined alongside catcher Peterson with 2 threes. It's 24-8, and they're going to get a travel called against the Frankfort Wildcats. That's 4 turnovers on the half now. 24-8. Frankfort now down by 16 to Donovan West with 6:18 to go in the second quarter. Catcher out to Shelton. Shelton transfers behind his back to catcher Peterson. Catcher bounce pass Beach. Beach to Keller. Keller pick and roll. Albers instead. Keller goes inside. Short corner drive. Misses the shot. Rebound by Adams. Adams down the floor to Colvin. Colvin to Ketter. Ketter right side wing. He takes it. Pick and roll. Set from Adams. Set throws it up top to Rosequist. Rosequist here looking for a backdoor cut. Cannot get it. Now it's forced inside to Anderson. And they're going to get a foul on the floor. Thought against Donovan West. It's against Dustin Beach. That is his first personal of the game. Fourth personal of the quarter for Donovan West. So they're already just a foul away from putting Frankfurt on a double bonus at the line as Peyton Adams seals out defender for a fade shot from the right block, and that goes in for two. It's 24-10. D West up by 14. Here's a three-pointer, though. You can hear the ring-a-ling ring from Braylon Shelton on that three. Now Donovan West has three players with two threes here in this first half. Six total threes on the half for the Mustangs. Frankfurt trying to respond under the glass, being fouled is Peyton Adams, who will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. It's 27-10. 17 points is the lead for D West over Frankfurt with 5:14 to go in this first half. Tyler Parth, another freshman, getting set to come back in here in this game for Frankfurt. They will step into this game for Henry Ketter. Parthram just missed his first free throw shot. His last time up, he went 0-2. Adams did. That was an opportunity to get the first points of the game. Here he still is looking for his first free throw shot, and he finds it. 27-11, a 16-point lead now for D West over Frankfurt with 5:10 to go in this second quarter. Ketcher, bounce pass out to Keller. Keller to Shelton. Shelton driving on the elbow, will kick out to the right corner. Now out to Veach. Veach drives inside. He is fouled by Peyton Adams. Veach using his speed. Veach is also notable in the baseball season as the steal leader in all of Jonathan West's history. He's incredible at getting steals. I have even seen him steal home plates. He is an incredible player when it comes to the field for baseball and definitely one of the most talented athletes here for Donovan West across all sports, including track as well. First shot is up and in. Veach now getting ready to shoot his second free throw shot. Looking to go 4-for-5, and here he is. He's 4-for-5 now on the game from the free throw line. And the first to hit double digits from either team. 29-11, the largest lead for D West is now 18 points over Frankfurt with 4:47 to go in this second quarter. 3-point shot is up off the back of the iron and rebounded from the Donovan West's catcher Peterson. That's his first board of the game. Catcher flings it out to Veach. Veach has it under the legs. He dribbles back outside the wing, trying to command this offense. He goes out to Shelton. Pick and roll set from Hayden Paulino. Instead, it's taken up top to Veach. Veach to Keller. Keller to Ketcher. Ketcher slowing it down. 13 seconds of the shot clock. Now back outside the perimeter. 3-point shot! And like a bullet in a tin can. Kaysen Keller on the three. 32-11. Now, four different players have 3-point shots and 7 threes here in this half for D West as Tyler Parthamer goes in for two for Frankfurt. 32-13. Donovan West took the lead over Frankfurt. Here, D West with it. The ball's loose on the ground. West Anderson picks it up at the track race down the floor and he goes in for two. So an easy steal and a steal for two. 17-point game. D West over Frankfurt now. 3:33 to go in the second. D West with the ball. Keller handling for D West. Out the shell and popping a three. It's off the back of the iron. And it's rotated out to Colvin. Colvin has it to Anderson. Anderson drives inside. Steals out the bottom defender. And goes in for two back-to-back layups now for West Anderson. As he's really firing away here for his team. With 8 points in this first half. 3 minutes to go in this second quarter. 32-17. 15-point lead now for D West. Foul on Frankfurt. There you have it against Porter Colvin, the 5'8" senior guard. Substitutions for Donovan West. They'll take out Dustin Veach and they'll put in Rucker Haring, the sophomore, in for the senior. Here your catcher, Peterson, under the glass. We'll throw it into the freshman. So two freshmen, one sophomore on the court here for D. West. Catcher has it. Catcher to Haring. Haring out to Keller. Keller, a three-pointer, and it's nothing but net for Kaysen Keller, the fourth player for Donovan West with two threes in the game. Eight threes in this first half for Donovan West. And a foul on the floor. They get it against D. West for Frankfurt. 24 points off three-point shots out of the 35 total points. D. West is dominating outside of the perimeter. By Sanderson at the free throw line. His first shot goes up and in. As Frankfurt is in the double bonus. Donovan West sitting with five fouls. Frankfurt with three. Wes Anderson, 9 points now on the game, looking to be the first double-digit scorer for Frankfurt. Astro 2-for-2 here at the free throw line to draw up to 16 points. He misses his second free throw shot, but it's rebounded by Rosequist. Rosequist turns the basket, and he's in! A nice steal down low, and D. West will call a timeout here. Seeing a bit of a momentum shift, Derek Shelton will call the time. The 15-point game, 35-20. D. West leads over Frankfurt with 2:28 to go in the second quarter. We'll take a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 35-20, a 15-point lead for D. West over Frankfurt. D. West has the ball at 2:20 to go in the first half, and then they turn the ball over right after the Derek Shelton D. West timeout. They were trying to break up some momentum. Frankfurt scoring three consecutive points. West Anderson at the free throw line, and then Rosequist making a rebound and a putback after his second shot was missed. And now West Anderson takes this ball down the timeline. He sees the left side of Porter Colvin. He flashes out in front of him. Colvin left side wing. Now out to Rosequist. Rosequist to his right to Ketter. Ketter trying to command this offense, trying to get someone to come out in front of him. He gets to Anderson. Anderson posts up for a three. It's off the iron. It bounces around, and it's rebounded by Rucker Haring. D. West pushes this one down the floor to Keller. Keller to Ketcher. Ketcher to Beach. Beach on the wing. Back up top to Ketcher. Ketcher has it, bounce passing inside to Haring. Haring, Ketcher, Ketcher, Haring, just pinballing around. Now Ketcher will take a straightaway three-point shot, and nine threes on the half for the Donovan West Mustang boys. What a first half three-point performance here by Donovan West. 27 points out of their total, 38 has in three-pointers. And D. West, with a 38-20 point lead, West Anderson will respond to three, and it's nothing but net. A quick swoosh as Anderson now is 12 points on the game. First, they reach double digits for Frankfurt. It's back to 15, 60 seconds to go this first half. We got a three-point contest between both these teams. Beach has it half court, 20 seconds here on this shot clock, 52 on the primary. 38-23. D. West lead over Frankfurt. Three-point shot up, off by Ketcher. But second chance opportunity after the rebound by Rucker Haring. Shot clock reset back up to 35. It's at 27 now. Beach has it. Slowing down the tempo. Left side to Ketcher. Ketcher holding. Now to Beach. Just trying to wind this one down. Minimize the time here. Going with a significant lead in the half. Out to Ketcher. Ketcher driving right side wing. Only 5 seconds. Keller's got to pop a long three. It's off the iron and rebounded by Anderson. And a foul followed suit. I think that will send Anderson up to the free throw line here. Yes, it will. 8.2 seconds to go this first half. A 15-point lead for D-West. 38-23 over Frankfurt, but Wes Anderson can draw this one closer. He has had a phenomenal first half here at the free throw line. He hits his first one. He is 3-for-5 at the free throw line. A phenomenal game with 13 total points on the half, leading this Frankfurt team and keeping them in this contest. More importantly, he's got no fouls as well. Anderson here, he hits or misses the second free throw shot. That time for D-West, thankfully they make the rebound from it. Shelton with the rebound, gets it down the floor of each three-pointer, and it's missed to end the half, but still a dominant lead of 14 points. 38-24 to go into the half for D-West over Frankfurt. We'll step aside here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Key shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
January is National Blood Donor Month, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is encouraging you to roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Donated blood supports patients right here in our community through surgeries, trauma care, and life-saving treatment every single day. One donation can help up to three people. You make a difference for a neighbor, a friend, or someone you'll never meet, but whose life you'll change forever. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. 6:24 left to go here on the half. Again, our second half brewing up here shortly, but right now our halftime score, D-West all over Frankfurt, 38-24, a 14-point lead for the Donovan West Mustangs. They led 19-5 out of the first quarter. Both teams scored 19 points apiece in the second quarter to get to our score currently, 38-24. D-West, man, they had a very productive first half with eight different scorers on the board. Frankfurt had five different ones, with, of course, none other than Wes Anderson leading the scoring with is outstanding. 13 total points here for the Frankfurt Wildcats to lead. But looking at for Donovan Weiss, being led by Dustin Beach, who's got 10 total points. Catcher Peterson with 9 points, all from 3-point shots. Kaysen Keller with 2 threes for 6 points. Braylon Shelton for also 2 threes for 6 points. So again, you look at the game here statistically, it's primarily a 3-point contest for Donovan West. 9 threes of that first half, 5 of 7 at the free throw line, 11 rebounds, only 2 steals and a few turnovers. And you look at Frankfurt, only 2 threes, and they're still in this game. I know it's a 14-point deficit, but you look at what Frankfurt did in that second quarter. They showed that they can stay consistent inside the paint. They were limiting turnovers, and they were finally finding a groove, forcing Donovan West to call a couple of timeouts. And I think where this game is going in the second half is potentially where, if you're Donovan West, you're kind of hoping that you can get involved inside the paint. You can be able to dominate inside in the interior, because if you cannot find that production in the paint, this is a game that Frankfurt can easily kind of slip and get themselves back into this contest. As of right now, you look at that first half, from the interior play alone, from in the paint play alone, Frankfurt dominated that. And typically, most times than not, your teams who dominate the inside are going to win your matchups. Now, I'm not saying D-West can't come out and shoot lights out continuously in the second half, but as Kirk Kilman put in my ear, going by Murphy's Law here, not always is that going to be the case. You live by the three. Sometimes you do die by the three. So we'll see if D-West can stay on fire here in this second half with the three-point shot. But importantly, though, if they just can transition themselves into a team that can work in the interior, because they got guys who can work the interior. You got Michael Albers, one of the best posts here in the TBL, arguably at 6'4", a senior. He was a high-contributing player since a freshman. Last season, he was averaging 6 points and 6 rebounds a game. So you get Albers involved in this game in the second half, I think D-West can really solidify this game and really get this game into their direction and more so, and break a 4-game drought that has spanned 3 years and win their first game since 2023 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's been a 4-game losing streak since then. They beat Frankfurt last time in overtime back in January of 2023, 34-31. That game was a low-scoring matchup. This one will definitely not be in that same realm. Both teams are just scoring at a high rate. We're definitely not seeing a whole lot of turnovers. Both teams kind of equal on the rebounds. The big difference, D-West is hitting threes. Frankfurt is scoring inside the paint. To level things off in this second half, Donovan West is going to have to get themselves more involved in the paint to find maybe some more consistency, or maybe they're going to prove me wrong and continue to shoot lights out from the three. It's not typically usual, but we'll see what D-West can do in the second half. And for Frankfurt, I think you just continue doing what you're doing. You continue to drive inside, fight inside, get the ball to Wes Anderson on those backdoor cuts, let him drive in and finish with those layups and get opportunities at the free throw line. And with that, Frankfurt can continuously find production. They have 3 points there also in that first step at the line. So I think as this team continues to get confident, comfortable, Frankfurt will really start to build themselves back in this contest. If you're Donovan West, you need to start finding some points in the paint. You need to get Michael Albers involved, and you need to get Kaysen Keller involved all there underneath the basket. Maybe even throw in Hayden Paolino, 6'1" senior forward as well. All right, we're going to take a step aside here for 2 minutes. We'll come back for second half action. D-West leads 38-24 over Frankfurt.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back. Second half action here on 92.1 KMZ. Jonathan West is up 38-24. Before we start this second half, though, quick word from the cheerleaders here at Jonathan West.
Go Mustangs!
I was convinced for them to do that there to start the second half. Jonathan West, their crowd is excited, trying to break a four-game losing streak here against the Frankfort Wildcats as they have went on a drought of three seasons here. They have not beat Frankfort. So, again, they're, they're the cheerleaders coming up here and giving a shout-out to their team as right now we talked about at the half, Jonathan West there. Right now trying to break a four-game losing streak against this Frankfort team. As we start the third quarter, second half action, it's Frankfort with the ball right now with 7-12 left to go in this third. 38-24 is our score. D. West is up 14 points here over the Frankfort Wildcats. Here, a three-point shot loaded up by Ketter. It's missed, and the rebound's by Dustin Veach. And in that half, we talked about it. It's going to be a primary key here that D. West gets inside the paint and finds points inside the interior. They hit 9 threes in that first half. We'll see if they can continue to splash threes as Veach misses here the first of the half for D. West. And the rebound picked up by Adams. Adams here now taking away Veach. Excuse me, catcher Peterson makes a steal, his third of the game. He gets it out to Coulter Peterson. Peterson outside the wing, now drives it left side. Up to the top of the perimeter, screen is set. Coulter here, right side to Veach. Veach, three-point shot. It's off and off the basket again. So two back-to-back missed threes here for the Jonathan West Mustangs as Anderson makes the rebound, drives inside. And they get a foul on the floor. They called against catcher Peterson. His first of the game, 6:16 to go here in the third quarter. 38-24, 14-point lead for D. West over Frankfort. Still no score here, scorers in the third quarter yet. We've now have a steal by Coulter Peterson. He's got a track race down the floor. Euro step inside. He's fouled and go up and shoot two at the free throw line. So that's one way to get yourself on the board and to help your team get on the board to start this second half. D. West, they went 5 of 7 from the free throw line in the first half, but only two of those trips up the line were from interior drives. One was Dustin Veach, who was fouled on a three-point shot, which he missed and went 2 of 3 at the line. Here, Coulter Peterson hits his first free throw shot, 1 of 2, and now he's going to let his second one fly, and that one rolls right on in. So Coulter Peterson goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line, 40-24, a 16-point lead for D. West over Frankfort. With 6 minutes to go in this third quarter. Here, Colvin with it. Out to Adams. Adams driving inside the key. Loses the ball. It's going to be a turnover. And it's going to be a gift to Jonathan West. D. West, 5:51 to go in this third quarter. Up by 16, 40-24. Kaysen Keller out to Coulter Peterson. Peterson flashes left side. He puts it to Veach. Veach out to catcher. Catcher, spin moves inside, drives the basket, underhand layup. They're going to say it's a travel. May have taken an extra step, but man, the million-dollar move was there. Just couldn't get the expensive finish. That'll be a turnover, and Frankfurt will take over with Ketter at the top of the perimeter. He swings left side to Colvin. Pick and roll set by Parthner. He's not open, though. It's to Rosequist, who will set a screen. Driving off of it will be Ketter, and they're going to get a foul in the near from Jonathan West. 5:19 to go in the third, 40-24, Jonathan West over Frankfurt. Ketter here, over the top, goes into Rosequist. Rosequist, Colvin. Colvin slips on the floor and loses the ball. It's down the floor, and it is out of bounds. And this possession will go to D. West. Two turnovers here in this third quarter for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Struggling with the ball. They have yet to score here in this third quarter. Jonathan West has only put up 2 points. So only 2 points combined through both teams in the first 3 minutes of this quarter. Michael Abersoe, he gets inside. What I say at the half, I say you got to go interior. Get Michael Albers in the game through Jonathan West. And that's what they do. Early involvement to the 6'1" sophomore. And now you separate the score even farther to 18 points, 42-24. And Frankfurt turns the ball over again. 42-24. Frankfurt here up on Jonathan West. But again, don't shed hope if you're Frankfurt. Still a lot of game left to go here. You just got to get some spark and momentum on your side. 4:47 to go in the third. 42-24. Frankfurt down to Jonathan West. Here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network. 42-24 is the score that Jonathan West Mustangs lead here over the Frankfurt Wildcats. 4:47 to go here in this third quarter. D. West all over Frankfurt here in this early going. Frankfurt has still yet to score. In this third quarter, Frankfurt doesn't have the ball. It's D. West. Here, 3-point shot up by Keller, and it's nothing but net. Keller, that's a 3-point shot, and Jonathan West has come out with some tempo. They have 7 points in this third quarter. Still a drought for Frankfurt. Nearly now 4 minutes into this third quarter as Rosequist drives, steals to the basket, couldn't get it to go in, and Albers makes the rebound defensively for the Mustangs. Keller, inside, goes left to Peterson. Peterson, top of the perimeter, transfers out right behind the Veach. Veach now inside, boxing out. What a drive from catcher Peterson. Jonathan West continues to drive and work a motor inside. Like coal to a train. D. West has worked it inside the paint in the second half, just as I predicted at the halftime. And Peterson, he gets the and one and goes in with it. And now it's 48-24. Double up on the score. D. West leads by 24 points. 3:59 to go here in this third quarter. Hayden Adams taking the ball down the floor on the right side wing. He's got a screen. He drives the opposite side of it. Goes up top to Ketter. Ketter here, left side. Bounce pass on the floor to Anderson. Turning around. He flies up top to Rosequist. Rosequist, Ketter. Screen is set. Now the corner. 3-point shot up off the hands of Kyler Parthamer. And the possession will stay with Frankfurt. With 3:37 to go in this third quarter. 48-24. 24-point lead for Jonathan West over the Frankfurt Wildcats. And it looks like Southwest Mustangs over Frankfurt Wes Anderson will toss this one in. They were having some problems figuring out who's going to pass it in. Now to Anderson. Anderson, Ketter, Parthamer, Rosequist here, trying to steal out. Defender could not. And so we'll draw the foul. 3:27 to go in the third quarter. 48-24. 24-point lead for Donovan West over the Frankfort Wildcats. Donovan West trying to get to a two-game winning streak going in the Twin Valley League tournament. Frankfort Wildcats trying to break a three-game losing streak, but now here they're down 24 points. And a rebound by catcher Peterson. He takes this one down the floor for the Donovan West Mustangs. He passes it out to Coulter. Coulter up top now. Right side dribbling, pick and roll from Albers. He sets up a three-point attempt, though, but it's missed by Coulter. Anderson makes the rebound, and it is stolen by catcher Peterson. He takes this one down the floor for the Donovan West Mustangs. Right side lane. Backs out to the corner. Now it's a Coulter. But 2:53 to go in the third, 48-24, still our score. Frankfort has gone 7 minutes, 13 seconds into the third quarter and is still yet to score. They are struggling to finish inside the paint. Substitutions for D. West. Fabian Rucker-Haring back in onto the floor, as well as Braylon Shelton, who had two threes in the first half, had the three to include the first quarter. That brought lots of momentum to the D-West bench. D-West, who has 10 threes so far in this game, makes up 30 out of their total 48 points. And here's another three-point shot. It's up by catcher Peterson. It's missed, rebounded by Hayden Paulino, and trying to finish his quarter, Peterson. Peterson could not get the finish, and the rebound by Kyler Parthamer for the Frankfort Wildcats. It's the freshman, but it's the senior Wes Anderson who has it, taking it down the floor. He drives inside, floats it to the rim, and it's rebounded by catcher Peterson. Peterson down the floor. Frankfort now nearly 8 minutes into the third quarter with still no score on their side. 3-point up and off from the West. Ball down the floor now from Ketter. Ketter has it at the top of the perimeter. 1:57 to go in the third quarter. Frankfort still looking to score their first points of the quarter. Both these boys team looking for this opportunity for a TBO win. Frankfort would be their first win in the TBL. Donovan West, they'd go to 3-0 in TBL play. Potentially a chance to get a bye in that first round on Saturday. Of course, the brackets will come out, I believe, within the next 24 hours for that tournament. We'll know what teams have the bye for Saturday and what teams will start their play on Monday next week. Of course, all coverage will be on 92.1 KMZA with the MSC Sports Radio Network. For a profit, Kirk Tillman back in studio giving you coverage of that TBL tournament. Right now, though, Parthamer driving inside, could not finish for Frankfort. Still no score in this third quarter for Frankfort as Haring makes the rebound. As he puts it out to Coulter. Coulter slowing down some momentum. Now puts it to Shelton. Shelton, who misses the three-point shot. Ball is knocked out of bounds. And they will give it to Frankfort. 1:25 to go in the third. 48-24. Donovan West has only scored 10 points in this third quarter. Frankfort has still yet to score at all as Anderson misses from a straightaway key shot. And it's rebounded by Braylon Shelton. Now, out to Coulter Peterson. Peterson out to Kason Keller. Keller drives baseline, floats one from the short corner, misses. And now here's Wes Anderson down the floor quickly. Falls in his hands. Gets it to his teammate Adams. They're going to get him an offensive charge. Nice setup there by Rucker-Haring. 51 seconds to go in this third quarter. And Frankfort might just get shut out. Donovan West, 48-24. Trying to shut out Frankfort. It'll be the first time I believe Frankfort's been shut out in a quarter this season. Now Keller takes it to Veach. Veach back to Keller. Keller down the floor to Haring. Haring deflected. back with it. It's a 2-1 trap. He somehow gets it out. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 35 on the primary, 48-24. D. West leads over Frankfurt. D. West, Veach with it, driving on the sideline, to the rim, and he finishes like a swan through the basket. Veach in for two. It's a 26-point lead now for D. West. Shot clock is turned off. Can Frankfurt at least score any points at all in this third quarter before the end of foul? And that'll be the fifth foul of the quarter against Key West. So that will put Frankfurt at the free throw line. Wes Anderson has a chance to get the first points of this quarter for the Frankfurt Wildcats in just 9 seconds remaining. His first free throw shot is up and is off the basket. Seeing some frustration on the side for Anderson. It's worse on the entire side for Frankfurt. None of these buckets in this half that the third quarter went in. If I were to take a gander, I would say they're probably about 0 of 17 from the field in this third quarter. It has been rough shooting. Anderson, though, he can at least try to get a point up on the board. His free throw shot is up and is in. Anderson is 4-8 free throw line all four times he's been up there. He is 1 of 2. And now the lead is 50-25. D. West up by 25 over Frankfurt. With 9 seconds left to go in the third quarter. D. West, a chance to break a four-game losing streak against Frankfurt. It'll be their first win against the Wildcats since 2023, approximately 3 years and 2 weeks ago. It'll be a huge moment, especially down here at the home court. For Donovan West, D. West, they've had an incredible home schedule. 8 out of their first 11 games of the season were all played here at home. First shot up at the free throw line for Veach is up and out as he was fouled. 3.8 seconds to go in the third quarter, 50-25. D. West up by 25. Veach, who has 12 points in this game, one of the top scorers in this matchup so far, and one of the top for sure for Donovan West, is already a turnover for Frankfurt. They got the ball back after a rebound, and they threw the ball up in the air and it hit off the top of them, the netting. So it turned the ball over, and now D. West will have 1 second to get a shot up to end this third quarter. Well, they ended the first quarter with a three-pointer. Can they end the third quarter with one as well? It has to be fast. Veach passes it in from Haring. He throws it half court, and it's off the glass and missed. But Frankfurt will go into the third quarter down 25 to Donovan West, 50-25 to D.U.S.'s lead over Frankfurt. We end the quarter four here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network at 92.1 games. The AFR fourth and final quarter of regulation, 50-25. D. West leads by 25 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt was held to 1 point in the third quarter. They were held to 5 points in the first. They had 19 points from the second. So if not for that explosive second quarter, Frankfurt, they have been outscored very deadly here in this matchup. D. West here has the ball to start this fourth quarter. Veach tries to get the scoring started with a three-point shot. He misses it, and Adams makes the rebound and takes this ball down the floor for the Frankfurt Wildcats. He puts in the Rosequist. Rosequist, nice pass off to Adams. He will get the assist, so Adams will get the 2 points. And Adams will also get a chance for an and one. So for Frankfurt, the key to this fourth quarter is not to discourage yourself. You saw how many shots you had in that third quarter. You saw how many you could have hit. You saw how many opportunities you had. You just have to take advantage of those opportunities and chip this game away just one possession at a time and limit the scoring for Jonathan West. Here's a steal for Adams, and he goes in for two. Adams already starting this quarter with 5 straight points and draws it to a 20-point game. D-West still leading by 20, 50-30 here over Frankfurt. Here Keller out to Ketcher in the corner. And he loses the ball, another steal. Here it's to Ketter. Ketter has it. He flies it out to Colvin. Colvin, Wes Anderson, 3-point shot is nothing but net for Wes Anderson. And now just like that, the Frankfurt Wildcats are starting to find some life. 8 straight points to start quarter number four. But here DUS gets fouled. We'll go through the line and shoot two. Break up some of that early momentum. And if you keep pace here with this average, Frankfurt can easily start making a comeback in this game. Coulter Peterson here at the free throw line. Last time up, he went 2 for 2. That was in the third quarter. His next shot is up and in. Peterson shoots over 67% on the season, over 70% now. He's 3 for 3 on this game. 6:33 to go in the fourth quarter, 51-33. Peterson, both free throw shots go up and in. 52-33. It's back to a 19-point game, but Frankfurt has the possession. Down by 19 to D-West. It's now to Colvin. Colvin, a screen is set. Bounces out, puts in the Rosequist, and I think they're going to need a foul here on Albers. Yes, they will. I'll tell you what, one thing is going to be really key here in this half, in this quarter, is who will be the more disciplined team, especially in fouls. Fouls will definitely be a crucial factor in this quarter. Michael Albers, the top post here for D-West. He's now at 4 fouls on this game as he will have to go to the bench. Hayden Paulino will come in for him. Wes Anderson on the baseline. He drives in and finishes for two. And they got a late foul on that. That was a really late foul. Did they give that for an and one? I'm really waiting to see here. They're still discussing it. They're not going to give a foul at all, actually. They waved it off. I think they're discussing, head coach Shelton is talking with the referee about it, but Wes Anderson, he will go in and get 2 points. I think Shelton wanted to make the case that potentially Anderson should have gotten an offensive charge, but didn't. Regardless, those 2 points from Anderson draws a 17-point game, 52-35. D-West on top of Frankfurt with 6 minutes, 8 seconds to go. As Frankfurt will make a substitution of Lucas Smith, the freshman, in this game. Putting in for Porter Colvin. Jonathan West trying to handle full court press from Frankfurt. They get past it with Coulter Peterson. Peterson here dishes it out to Dustin Veach. Veach misses the layup and it's rebounded by Kyler Parthamer. West Anderson out to Luke Smith who takes a 3-pointer. It's nearly made. Anderson makes the rebound. He flushes the ball outside the perimeter, but they're going to get another foul on the floor. This will be the third foul on the ground here, called again, Jonathan West. And that foul is against catcher Peterson, so foul trouble is starting to become a concern for Jonathan West, as well as a comeback maybe brewing. So things are starting to come down to a potential wiry matchup. 5:46 to go in this fourth quarter, 52-35. D-West leads over Frankfurt. We're going to step aside for a quick 30 here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us
today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. After this timeout, Wes Anderson takes a scrambly shot from the top of the key. He misses it. And now taking it over here will be D-West. 5:40 to go in this fourth quarter. D-West starting to let this game starting to get a little closer here. They're still up by 17, 52-35. Working off a built-up lead that has won over these past three quarters. Frankfurt was held to 1 point in the third quarter, but already here in this fourth quarter, they have 10 points in the first 2 minutes, 25 seconds. So Frankfurt, in these even quarters, they have found their most production, as they have 6 points combined between the first and third quarter, and an outstanding 29 points between the second and fourth. And they're going to get a foul on the close side called on Frankfurt. That'll be against Luke Smith. That's his first foul picked up of the game. So 5:32 to go in the fourth, 52-35. The U.S. leads over Frankfurt. Here, ball loose. Last one to touch it is Dawson Veach for D-West. That's going to be another turnover. And Frankfurt will take over this possession.
Be right back.
D-West, they have lost four consecutive games to Frankfurt dating back to 2023. I've said it multiple times, but good to keep reiterating it how massive this is of a game for D-West to try to win this game. Frankfurt out to Parthamer. Long elbow shot, it's missed and rebounded by Keller. Something that this D-West team struggled with last season was finishing games. This is a very important game to come out and try to finish at one point with a 25-point lead. Not only 17 points, but Veach takes the top off of the three, misses it. Hayden Paulino makes an offensive rebound. Second chance opportunity here brewing. Now it's to Coulter. Coulter at the top of the arc. Driving right side, passes to the left to Dustin Veach. Beach transfers out behind him to Keller. Keller loses the ball. It's a track race. It's an open meet for Wes Anderson as he finishes in for an easy bunny. 4:41 to go now in the fourth, and another timeout taken here by head coach Derek Shelton. This game is starting to draw ever closer. It's down to the 15-point game, 52-37. D-West here with the lead over Frankfurt with 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take another time out here. We'll be back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last. They evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. 4:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Timeout was just taken by head coach Derek Shelton of Donovan West, trying to continue to break up momentum here. It's been coming out in spurts for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Donovan West has only scored 2 points in this fourth quarter. Meanwhile, Frankfurt has scored 12 points. It's still a 15-point game for D-West. 52-37, they lead with 4:40 to go. And here, Frankfurt has committed their fifth foul of this quarter. I talked about how massive fouls are going to be and also what the free throw line will be here for both teams. Coulter Peterson's up the line. He's been 4-for-4 today. We'll see if he can continue the streak. And yes, he does. He is 5-for-5. Coulter Peterson, every free throw shot, mind you, has been flawless here from him. It is just straight up, beautiful arc, spin on it, and it goes right on through. He is not struggling at all. As the next one continues to go on in, I think he's got it perfected. Peterson now 6-for-6 at the free throw line of the game with 8 total points. 54-37. Back to a 17-point game. D-West takes over Frankfurt. 4:27 to go in this fourth. Luke Smith drives inside, misses the layup, and Haring makes the rebound. He's stuck in a 2-1 trap, and a timeout is taken again by head coach Derek Shelton and the Donovan West Mustangs. So we'll go ahead and keep things here on 92.1 KMZ for the MSU Sports Radio Network. Good time to mention that after this game, we'll have our post-game show brought to you by BL Tours Real Estate. And, of course, we'll also have our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. It's 54-37 as we head to this timeout by the Donovan West Mustangs. 4:21 left to go in this fourth quarter. Frankfort trails 17 points, 54-37 to Donovan West. D. West looking for their first win over Frankfort since 2023, January the 3rd of that year. It's an opportunity here for D. West to break a four-game lead streak against Frankfort. But not only that, but it's a chance to, again, continue what's been a campaign to a winning season. It's to go to 8-4 this year for D. West. They have not had a winning season since 8 years ago. They're pumped for a three-point shot from Beach. Doesn't take it. Instead, hands it out behind the Coulter Peterson. Peterson transfers to his right hand, drives inside and is fouled and go up and shoot two. So one thing D. West can easily take advantage of here in this fourth quarter is the fouls. They can just drive inside, force fouls and get up to the line, and no one else better to do it than Coulter Peterson, who's been a flawless 6-for-6 on the night. Let's see if he can continue the streak, and yes, he does. Man, he is just impressive from the free throw. I'm not sure how much more flowers I can give this kid. He is when the shot has looked the exact same, 7 straight times in a row. I'm not sure if he knows any other shot to the free throw line. And it's the same one again. Okay, he's copying his own homework. He's now 8-for-8. Peterson, beautiful from the line. 56-37. Frankfort trailing here by 19 points. And a turnover on a steal by Rucker Haring. Haring here gets it to Coulter Peterson. I'd give it to him, too, if he's going to drive down and get himself back up to the free throw line. And they have another foul. And again, they'll put Coulter Peterson up to the free throw line. The last one you really want at that line right now, if you're Frankfort, is Coulter Peterson. That third foul coming against Fred Rosequist. We'll see. Hopefully I don't jinx him here, but man, he's been flawless tonight. 8-of-8. Now 9-of-9. Okay, this is kind of ridiculous. He is looked the exact same each shot. I have not seen a player that productive from the free throw line yet this year. That is a player who has discipline in so many skills. Is again, Coulter Peterson continues to make it look easy. He's 10-for-10 in the second half here from the free throw line. I'm not sure what else to say. He looks like a robot at the free throw line. Just automatic every time. Here's Frankfort with it down the floor. Bounce pass inside Rosequist. He's going to fall on the ground. Picks up the ball and timeout taken by head coach Adam Schreiner for Frankfort. As right now it's a 21-point game. Donovan West starts to let it split, but from the free throw line they retake it into their control, 58-37. D. West over Frankfort with 3:26 to go in this fourth quarter. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take the timeout as well here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network here for the fourth quarter. 3:24 left to go here in this fourth. 58-37, D. West over Frankfort, trying to break a four-game losing streak against the Wildcats, heading back to 2023. And we're going to get a jump ball on the floor. 3:16 here remaining of the fourth quarter. 58-37, a 21-point lead for D. West over Frankfort. West Anderson will throw this ball in from the left side underneath the glass. And I think there's a wet spot on the floor. They bring a towel out. They haven't wiped it yet. Now they're going to wipe it. And it'll be a full timeout. So we're going to get an extended timeout right after said timeout with 3:16 left to go here in the fourth quarter. But we'll keep things here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. 58-37. Your score, the West leads over Frankfort. One thing that has really separated this second, this fourth quarter is D West at one point was being outscored 12-2 in this fourth. They were letting the game slip. They got it within 15. Frankfort did, but at the free throw line, Coulter Peterson, since that point, has had 8 straight free throw shots. He is 10-for-10 in this game. I decided that I'm going to nickname him the Machine for the remainder of this game because he just looks automatic at the free throw line. His shots are just flowing. It's the same shot every time. There is not a single one that has looked anywhere different from the last one. So impressive at the free throw line. Coulter Peterson trying to get his team over the hump and help his team beat Frankfort for the first time since what would be, I believe, his sophomore season. Definitely more impressive there. That game ended 34-31. A game that went into overtime. West Anderson passing in to Rosequist. Rosequist to Anderson. And a foul immediately on the floor. It'll be the fourth team foul called against Donovan West. And the foul was called on Dustin Beach, his second of the game. West Anderson tossing back in to Rosequist. Rosequist quickly to the basket. Slicing in for two. His first points of the second half. It makes it a 19-point game, 58-39. 3 minutes left to go here at D West, shaking the ball down the court. They turn it over with a double dribble called against Coulter Peterson. And the clock stops at 2:58 remaining here in this fourth quarter. It's time to also mention that our coaches' shows are off and running again on KMZN 2.1. They air every Wednesday and Thursday at 5:30 p.m. in the evening. Frankfort with the ball. Anderson. Anderson to Rosequist. An elbow shot misses it, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. And it will be gifted here to the Frankfort Wildcats. They'll maintain the possession under the left side glass, closest here to the stage side. West Anderson goes over the top to Rosequist on the pass off. Rosequist turning inside the paint. Underhand layup, but a putback by Lucas Smith. Nice job attacking the basket after the rebound. And a steal by Adams, taking the ball back for Frankfort. Now he'll go and finish inside. Just like that, Frankfort starting to crawl back in it again, but just 2:17 to go in this fourth quarter. There is a shot clock down here. 58-43. It's back to a 15-point game. But D West does what they're going to do best, and that's the free throw line. They have shot flawless at the free throw line. Dustin Beachy is 4-for-5 on the line today. As he takes his first free throw shot up, and he goes just off the top of the iron. D West on the season shoots over 65% from the free throw line. Beach. Here trying to hit his second free throw shot after missing his first, and he hits his second. Frankfort now with it. Down by 16. 43-59 for D West. 2 minutes, 4 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Here's a three-pointer by West Anderson. It's in and out of the bucket and rebounded by Michael Albers. Now to Veach. And I think they're going to get a foul on the floor. Yes, they will. It'll be against West Anderson. It's his third foul of the game. And up at the free throw line will be Dustin Veach. Veach's last time up was 1-for-2. His time before that, 2-for-2. And that before that, 2-of-3. This is his fourth trip up to the line. His first shot is up and in. He's only missed 3 shots so far tonight. As his next one goes up and goes off the right side of the basket, it's rebounded by West Anderson. Anderson down the court side, driving under the basket, loses the ball, and it's turned over. It's stolen by Coulter Peterson. Peterson in his hands. spinning around at the timeline with 1:39 to go. 60-43 DUS leads over Frankfurt here in this fourth quarter. Final regulation. Elter Peterson with it at the top. Elter's going to hold it as long as he can. Now he loses the ball. He picks it back up. His teammate does in Beach, and then he hands it back to him. Only 7 seconds on the shot clock. Elter's got to drive inside, shoot to the basket. Misses. Rebound on the floor. Down the court is Peyton Adams. He's fouled. 70 seconds remaining. And Frankfurt, a company, accomplished this comeback. It's definitely starting to get a little more unlikely. And the U.S. starting to really look like they might just win their first game over Frankfurt in over 3 years. As well as over three seasons. Four straight games lost here against Frankfurt. 60-43. 17-point lead for DUS over Frankfurt with 70 seconds to go in this game. Adams is at the free throw line. His first shot is up, and it's off the back of the iron. And one thing that's been really left for Frankfurt is the first and third quarter. They had 5 points in the first, 1 point in the third, but they put up 19 points in the second. And then you look at this quarter, they have 18 points in the fourth. So all their points, 37 points exactly, 38 points now is at the free throw line. It was one of two. 38 points have been from the second and fourth quarter, and only 6 points have been from the first and third. DUS has been very balanced through all four quarters, and that has been the difference. They have been able to stay productive and consistent in all four quarters and sides of this game. Ball knocked out of bounds here against Frankfurt. DUS will have it. 60-44. Donovan West getting close to their largest win of the season. That was against Oskaloosa, 64-45. That was a part of a three-game stretch where they won three straight games here in a row. Turnover for D. West. They give the ball here back to the Frankfurt Wildcats. With 36 seconds left to go. Adams, Eurostep inside, steals out to the basket. Ball is let go out of bounds with 31.3 seconds to go. DUS 60, Frankfurt 44. And the Northwest Mustangs hold this one off. Wes Anderson drives inside, skips it, baseline, pump fake. Adams drives to the basket, finishes in for two. Adams well over double digits scoring in this game. It draws it to 14 points. DUS down the floor. And it's going to be a palming turnover here for DUS. 14 seconds remain. This one looks like it may just be Donovan West's game. With 12 seconds left to go, West Anderson's got to turn and shoot this one. Instead, he passed it down to his teammate, and that will conclude our game. With 6 seconds left to go, Highland will, in fact, Donovan West will win this matchup as they have a 14-point lead, 60-46. Everything else here is just for addition. As Wes Anderson hits his first free throw shot here at the free throw line on this attempt. This is his fifth time up to the line. He's went 1 for 2 every time up to the line tonight. We'll see if he stays consistent on that page. The next free throw shot is up, and that one goes off. And it goes off with 4.8 seconds left to go. DUS will, in fact, win this game. They'll go to 3-0 in the TBL, 8-4 overall on this season. Again, trying to chase that first winning record since 8 years ago. Frankfurt, they'll drop to 7-7. They'll go to 500-0-4 in the TBL. But here, Frankfurt trying to get the ball inbound. Maybe a last-second three-point shot. Rosequist will pop it, and it will be off the glass. And that will conclude our game. Will they count the last bucket? No, they will not. Our final game, 60-47. The Donovan West Bullies beat Frankfurt and snap a four-game losing streak. Faded back to 2023, January the 3rd. DUS gets the victory over the Frankfurt Wildcats, 60-47. We'll step aside for a couple minutes. We'll be back for our final recap here of tonight's action for our post-game show, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your local agents for a free review. Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. The Dauphin West boys and girls come away with a sweep tonight over the Frankfort Wildcats of Class 1A Division 1. Girls won 66-43, boys won 60-47. The third most points scored in a game this season here for the Dauphin West Mustangs, tying their most points scored there against the ACCHS Tigers earlier on in the year. But D-West, man, what a game by them. Came out of that first quarter 19-5. Came out of the half 38-24. Both teams scored 19 points apiece in the second quarter. Now, that third quarter was a big difference there. D-West outscored Frankfurt 12-1 in that third quarter, allowing just a 1 point in that third quarter, coming in the last 8 seconds of it from the free throw line to Wes Anderson. Now, when that fourth quarter started, things were kind of getting a little dicey there between D-West and Frankfurt. Frankfurt scored 12 consecutive points. It kind of felt like unanswered. But then Coulter Peterson stepped up to the task, which was the free throw line, went 8-for-8 in the fourth quarter and went 10-for-10 in the second half to finish with 12 total points for the Jonathan West Mustangs. Wes Anderson finished with 22 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 3-threes for the Frankfurt Wildcats, and Peyton Adams ended with 13 total points for the Frankfurt Wildcats as well. For Jonathan West, they had 6 points from Braylon Shelton with 2 threes. Coulter Peterson at 12 points. Michael Albers with 4 points. Kaysen Keller with 3 threes and 9 points. Dustin Veach with 2 threes and 14 points. And catcher Peterson with 3 threes and 12 points as the Jonathan West team finishes with total 10 threes on the game. And that is why I'm getting the player of the game, the player to bank on here by the Farmers Bank to the entire Jonathan West team. The first time this season, I haven't just given it to one player, two players, but an entire team, because from the top down, this is a team effort from everyone in this game. You could take a standout performance from every single quarter and someone had it. You can go back to that first quarter, Kester Peterson, his 2 threes in that quarter. You go to the second, Kaysen Keller, his 2 threes in that second quarter. You go to the fourth quarter, Coulter Peterson, 8-for-8 at the free throw line. I mean, all across the board, you got guys who stepped up. You had 4 guys who had 2 threes, 10 threes altogether as a team. That's considered a team win there on the floor for the Jonathan West Mustangs. So, again, it's a sweep here for the D-West Mustangs over Frankfurt. Girls won 66-43, and the girls improved to 9-3 on the season, while the Frankfurt girls dropped to 5-9. And for the Jonathan West boys, they improved to 8-4 on the season, 3-0 in the TBL. The Frankfurt Wildcats boys are now 7-7. On the season and 0-4 in the TBL League, as both these teams, their next matchups will be in the Twin Valley League tournament that starts here this Saturday at Washington County. Of course, coverage also all next week, including semifinals and championship matchups, all here on 92.1 KMZ. On Friday, we'll have Nemaha Central at Holton. Be sure to stay tuned for that one as well. From Kirk Kilman here from Crittenden Prophet, AMSC Sports Radio Network, thank you for listening.